This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Weekend Breakfast with Paul and Ando.
Hey, Ando.
Yeah?
We got a guest.
Oh, someone came and visited us.
Yes, a big, big Joy welcome to Opal.
G'day. Thank you. Excited to be here.
Thanks for popping by.
Yeah, thanks for joining us in the studio this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
So Midsummer is with us and there's a whole bunch of great events. And Opal, you've been involved with an organisation called the Snuff Puppets. We've got a great exhibition.
I love that name, Snuff Puppets.
A great exhibition or installation, I should say, called Cochlear. But tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about the Snuff Puppets.
Well, Snuff Puppets have been around for the last 30 years. They make really giant, sometimes gorgeous, sometimes grotesque, puppets mainly. And yeah, we just did a show a little while ago called Swamp that was about the death of kind of Australian ecology and what happens. And there's like these beautiful moments of animals looking so, these giant puppet costume things, puppets, not costumes actually, being beautiful and being serene. And then like there's a bushfire and the koala burns to death, or the lizard gets hit by a car or something like that. Just really just kind of like shoving the art in your face a bit.
And you say big. I mean, how big are we talking, Opal?
Well, the koala puppet that I often do is as big as me, and I'm 6'2".
Opal's very tall.
Yeah, I'm very tall.
If you want to see Opal, head to snuffpuppets.com because you're actually on the homepage of the website inside the cochlear.
Yeah, I know. Oh my
it's
God,
a hot
isn't
picture.
It fancy? I can't believe that I'm there.
Smoking.
Yeah.
You in your undies?
Yeah, often as a snuff puppet, I am in my undies. It's funny, the cochlear project, which is 14 meters long and a giant inflatable, closer to 15 actually. Our changing room is just behind it, and so yes, I very much am in my undies in the middle of the city.
And you'd get hot wearing all that costume.
You don't even know. They are like, it's like 50 degrees inside there. You're crawling around doing something. The koala puppet, or for the cochlear project, we've got three ossicles, which are the tiniest bones in the human body, the ones in your ear, and. It's just a giant foam. It's like, I say it's like wearing like three sleeping bags and then going out in 40 degrees.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Now let's just take a step back, Opal. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about you, because you're an artist. Mm-hmm. How did you get into discovering art and what's your thing?
I moved to Melbourne about 5 years ago. I'm from a little island in between France and England called Jersey. If you know me, you'll have heard me talk about it at great length. And I moved to Melbourne five years ago.
A gorgeous part of the world. I come from Devon, across the water.
Yeah, exactly. We're neighbours. Stunning. Yeah, I moved to Melbourne like 5 years ago because I knew it was a really safe city for queer people to live. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like a listless artist, like looking for a way to like find my voice and find my art and like figure out what I want to do. Because I love being the center of attention, but I kind of hate being on a stage sometimes.
I'd never have guessed.
Much.
And the puppets are the perfect thing for that, because like people aren't really looking at you, they're looking at the puppet. And I got off the train at Footscray Station, because I'm like a true and hard Westie. I love the West. I think it's the best place in Melbourne. I got off the train at Footscray Station, saw the Boom Family, which is another series of snuff puppets, and was like, this is it. This is what I must do. And emailed them and had just missed out on a little workshop they were doing, and just was like kind of just knocking at the door and was like, let me in. And then put on my own giant puppet show for Fringe a few years ago. And then I invited them all along, and they were like, oh, you really mean it when you say you love giant puppets. And then, yeah, the rest is history.
They've embraced you as part of the snuff puppet family.
Yeah, totally. It's really incredible.
It's amazing when you find your people.
Yeah, it's like, it's mind-blowing, you know, and you think it'll never happen. And then when I was 25, I'm 30 now, I was like, God, if I haven't met my people by now, I don't think I'm going to meet them. And then I met snuff puppets, and I was like, oh my God.
You totally have. A 6-foot-something koala. I think, what else would you want to do in life?
Yeah, exactly. And the most beautiful thing about snuff puppets is it's a very queer organization. I just feel right at home. And no matter how weird or funky or crazy you want to get with your art, it's always a yes and from everyone there.
Wow. Where does the name snuff come from? Like, what is snuff?
Where do you think it comes from?
I don't know. On the website, there's this thing called snuff lovers. And I'm like, oh, what's...
A snuff lover is someone that supports snuff puppets. But it's the name is just kind of like everything you can imagine it being. Death, love, life, sex, violence, all of it. That's Snuff Puppets.
I love the way that Snuff Puppets use the puppetry and the characters to really convey some pretty solid messages. I mean, there's, you know, describing the koalas and things before, it's pretty confronting, but, you know, that's the best way to get people's attention. I always think it's a bit like the Italian Commedia dell'arte. They have this something called Gran Guignol, where something you actually smile at, and the more you look at something, the smile turns to tears and horror.
Yeah, totally. And it's funny, Guignol is also a French puppet that's kind of evil, just from like Brittany, kind of very close to Jersey. But yeah, it's they really do that. It's like hardcore art, you know. It's in your face and unapologetic and big and wild, and yeah, I think everything that queers should be.
So let's talk about Cochlear. It's taking place in the Alexandra Gardens, 10th and 11th of Feb.
Yeah.
What is your role as an artist in residence? How does that actually work? Because the thing is, just give us another description, but it's a big inflatable ear.
Totally. So the Cochlear was thought up by Nick Wilson, who is the artistic director. And it's a 14-meter giant inflatable cochlear. The cochlear is the little thing in your ear. I call it the snail that lives in your ear, that picks up. It like translates vibrations, which are received from the ossicles, which are the big bone puppets, into kind of something your brain can understand as sound. Yeah. So right now, everyone listening to this is using their cochlear. And you can get them implanted as well. Some people don't have one, or it's damaged and they get a fake one put in.
So it's close to 15 meters. Mm-hmm. It's inflatable.
Mm-hmm. Totally inflatable. So when you go inside...
Do punters get to go inside?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like Snuff Puppets have made so many giant inflatable things over the years, and we get to go inside them as the puppeteers to like fix them or do whatever. Mm-hmm. And when you go inside, it's like amazing on the outside. And when you go inside, it's like you're in the labyrinth. It's the most amazing thing.
Cool.
And they kind of, I think the vision was like, we need to be able to invite people in. And so for this project, we did that, but we also, because it's with Midsummer, and because I'm involved, I interviewed 9 trans and gender diverse people, and just asked them questions about when they feel most listened to, when they feel kind of most ignored, and if they have a message for the people who are going to be passing through the cochlear. And it was like the most, I think it's like one of the most important things I've done in my
life. Beautiful idea.
Wow. Yeah. It was so good. And like, a lot of them ended up with like me and the interviewee crying, or just like, just really, we're also the same. We're not so different. And it's a really broad scope of people, like Jo Clifford, who's this playwright from the UK, 72 years old, trans woman who lives in Edinburgh. And we had this incredible, amazing interview. And some of my friends who are like 23 are in it as well. And it's just all these queer voices and like documenting oral histories, because like as queer people, we just don't have a very strong recorded history because it's been eradicated constantly. So it's really incredible to be a part of a project where I feel like I've been able to like lock some of this in, and hopefully in the year 3000 people will still be able to access these recordings.
That's incredible. That, you know, I work a lot with the TGG community, and what I hear often is I want to be heard, or I want to be seen, and it's kind of exactly what you've done.
Yeah, it's like we're inviting people to come in and just shut up and listen for once.
Love it.
Yeah. On Alexandra Gardens in Melbourne today from 11 till 3, absolutely free of charge. Mm-hmm. Get yourself down there, go and tap Opal on the shoulder and say, hey, I want to listen.
I might dress up as a giant Q-tip.
Oh my God, please.
Is there wax in this cochlear? Yeah.
No, you know what? Originally we thought maybe the bone puppets would be wax puppets, but we realized that didn't really make very much sense.
Gross, dude. Gross.
Yeah. Oh, Opal, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Best of luck with the installation. It sounds amazing. Cochlear, part of the Midsummer Festival. Opal, you've been amazing.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in. Take care.
See you there.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.